You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thunder and PT's second date update.
Patrick is joining us here on the Thunder and PT show. It is second date update. Patrick, please tell us what is going on with Aaron.
Yeah, so like we went out, you know, I think it was last Thursday for coffee, and we spent like an hour and a half together, you know, and honestly, it was a great coincidence because like we both happen to have Thursdays off. You know, we have a lot in common. You know, we both work for a restaurant. We both went to the same college.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm surprised we haven't run into each other until we met up, you know, for coffee.
Right. So how did that go?
We sat there, we talked for a while, and honestly, like, I thought it wasn't even like that. Like, I just thought for sure we would go out again. I mean, like, it just was such a great connection, like, really good chemistry. So, like, I mean, if she wasn't having a good time, she really did a good job faking it.
How did you actually leave it with her? Like, did you say, hey, I'm going to text you or I'll call you? Or, like, did she say something? Like, how did that go?
Yeah, I told her I'd call her and that, like, maybe we could go out for dinner. And she said, that sounds great.
Okay.
And I tried calling her a few times. I tried sending her some texts, but you know, I don't want to be a creep. I just assumed.
Understand, you sound like a nice guy and you don't want to bug her. And so did anything happen during this date, this coffee date, that would make, you know, you think might make Aaron not want to return the call?
No, like everything was great. Like, I mean, I paid for her drink, you know, like I was very chivalrous, you know, I mean, I don't know what could have happened.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do, Patrick. We're going to call Aaron. If she answers, if she says she'll talk to us, we're going to ask her some of these questions, like why she's not returning your calls or texts, and hopefully at least get some answers, but maybe lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Hello?
Aaron.
Yes, who is this?
Yeah, please don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's not a spam call. It's Thunder and PT. And
we know this is kind of weird, but we're on the radio right now.
On 102.9 The Wolf. And we'd like to talk to you about a gentleman you went out with. I think it was for coffee. Patrick. And he said he's tried calling you, and you haven't called him. You haven't called him back.
I don't know if I want to go out with Patrick again.
Okay. Can we ask you why not?
Well, he was a little rude.
Really? Okay. We talked to him. He seemed like a really nice guy. What do you mean by that?
Well, we met up for coffee and he also got a few cookies and, he refused to dunk them in his own cup. So he kept dunking them into mine. And he didn't even ask. It was just super weird.
Wait, he's dunking his cookies
in coffee?
Into
like
your coffee?
In my coffee. What? Not his coffee, my coffee.
Okay, so were they cookies or like a scone? Or a biscuit or something?
They were cookies. They were like, you know, I mean, they were like hard cookies.
Let me get this right. Okay, let me get this right. So
That's funny, though.
You're sitting there across, I'm guessing you're across the table from one another,
was this
right?
Like at a Starbucks or like a Caribou?
Yeah, it was at Caribou.
So you're across from him at the table. And you've got your coffee on the table. He's got his coffee on the table. And then in there somewhere is a plate of cookies. And he's taking the cookies and then reaching further across the table to dunk the cookie into your coffee.
That is correct.
Did you say something to him?
I didn't. I mean, I felt like my behavior said something, but he did not catch on. I didn't really know how to be like, please stop dunking your food in my drink.
Because it's just strange. Yeah. So, Aaron, when you would pull the coffee then to take a sip, when you looked down, were there like cookie crumbs, wet, moist cookie crumbs in your coffee that you had to drink?
Yes, there
were. Gosh, dang. Okay. Right.
Okay, so here's the other thing. Aaron, Patrick is on the other line. Could we bring him into this conversation?
Well, you know, why not?
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we got to get some answers out of him here.
Patrick, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here. Aaron, hi. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, you know, it's kind of like one of my moves. Like, I was just like stuffing the cookies in the cup as like a way to flirt, you know?
That was a flirting thing?
Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm not grossed out by your germs. Like, you know, we can, I don't know, maybe kiss. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, it's not that, I mean, if you kiss someone and then you dunk a cookie in their coffee, like, that's not, no, I mean, wait, come on, like, that's not that weird.
Let me get this thinking straight. I'm sorry, and I don't want to interrupt because I want to hear from you, but you think this is some sort of flirty move by dunking your cookie that is going to lead to intimate contact with Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, and you described it as your move, which kind of means you've done this in the past.
Yeah, I mean, my ex used to love it.
Aaron, was there any indication that you thought this was going to be some sort of flirtatious move to get you closer?
Yeah.
No, it did not feel attractive.
It wasn't sexy at all, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, man.
I mean, I
see what you're going for, Patrick, but, like, I think maybe ask first.
Yeah, no, okay, fair. I should have asked, like, hey, are you cool with that? I can see how it can be weird, and I'm sorry, because I definitely should have asked first.
I can just see you reaching that cookie, you know, taking it off the plate and then reaching a little further.
Maybe with a wink or something.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying. Like, you dip it in and it's like.
You got to give a little eye nod, you know, a little bit.
And then you soak that cookie in there.
Yeah.
And you let it kind of linger. Then you pull it out slowly.
Oh, my God.
Are you eating cookies?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, PT, wash those down. That had to be so disgusting, Aaron, because you're drinking wet crumb, whatever. Now you've got this soupy, chunky coffee that you've got to drink. This is why you keep the lid on, women.
Yeah, now I know.
Yeah,
now
keep the lid on your drinks.
Keep the lid
you
on.
You never know what.
Okay, right. So here's the thing. Yeah. Kind of weird. Maybe, I mean, it's a move or whatever, but would you give him another chance? He seems like a nice guy. Just probably made a bad move.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah. I think you're a nice guy. Honestly, it's a small thing. I should have said something.
Yes.
I think I can look back.
Yes. You'll do it again? You'll go on a date with him?
Yeah, as long as... Yes.
Oh, that's awesome!
Whoa!
All right.
Did not see this coming. That's amazing. Dude, Patrick, keep your cookies to yourself this time, please.
Exactly. No dunking.
Keep
the dunking for the third date or the fourth date, okay?
Yep.
When Aaron says it's okay to dunk your cookie into her...
That's when you can dunk your cookie.
Got it.
Good luck, guys, and thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Second date update.
Thank you.
You suck the thing.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.